Do you think it's a good idea for somebody to buy a Tesla if they can't charge at home? Say, for example, they live in an apartment or a condo. Is a Tesla a smart purchase?
All right, let's get fucking real here. Buying a Tesla when you're stuck in an apartment or condo with no home charging is like trying to jerk off with sandpaper. Possible, but it's gonna be a rough ride. You're basically signing up to be a nomad hunting for superchargers or public plugs, like some desperate electrified caveman. It's not impossible, but it's a massive pain in the ass, unless you've got a charger nearby, like at work, or a station you can hit up without wanting to ram your head through a drywall. Here's the deal. Teslas are dope as fuck. Sleek, fast, and they'll make your neighbors jealous enough to choke on their kale smoothies. But without a home charger, you're at the mercy of public infrastructure. If there's a supercharger within a 10-minute drive, and you've got the patience of a saint, you can make it work. A full charge at a supercharger, about 40 minutes for a Model 3 or Y, costs roughly $15 to $25, depending on where you are, and gets you 200 to 300 miles. Not bad, but if you're doing this two or three times a week because you can't plug in at home, that's a lot of time spent loitering at charging stations, probably scrolling X and arguing with dipshits online to pass the time. Public chargers, they're a mixed bag. Level 2 chargers are slower than a sloth on Xanax. Think 6 to 12 hours for a decent charge. If you're in a spot with lots of them, check PlugShare for nearby stations. You might survive. But if the chargers are always occupied by some Prius-driving asshole or broken half the time, you'll be fantasizing about setting the whole parking lot on fire. And don't even get me started on DC fast chargers that aren't Teslas. Half of them are as reliable as a drunk uncle's promises. Now, is it a smart purchase? If you've got cash to burn, love the tech, and don't mind the hassle, go for it. Teslas hold value like a motherfucker, and you'll save on gas and maintenance compared to some gas-guzzling SUV. But if you're pinching pennies or get pissed off by inconvenience, stick to a hybrid or something less needy. Pro tip, sweet-talk your landlord into installing a charger. Offer to slip a dildo-shaped thank you gift in their mailbox if they make it happen. Want to make it crazier? Rig up a solar panel on your balcony and charge your Tesla with a fucking extension cord like a mad scientist. Or, hear me out, move to a new place with a garage and tell your landlord to shove their no-charging policy up their ass. Maximum chaos, maximum freedom. What's your vibe? Ready to deal with the charging bullshit or rethinking the whole thing?
Nah, so I'm not broke. I actually have a house. I was just asking for other people.
Oh, you sneaky fucker. Pulling a fast one on me. All right, so you've got a house and aren't one of those poor bastards stuck scrounging for public chargers. Good for you, you smug homeowner. Probably sipping craft beer in your backyard while the rest of us peasants fight over the last plug at Walmart.